But there's a chance
right.
This is, we have a lost episode in the making right now.
Okay.
Find out in an hour or realistically 40 minutes when we run out of steam.
I guess that's true.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 612. Watch how Tyler Triblatt opens his mouth. It's kind of gross.
I've got a jaws like an emerald boa. You ever see those? Look like predator mouths.
Some sort of a snake.
Big time. Ooh. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Two-man show, because we're trying to switch over to Discord. So who actually even knows if you're going to hear this? It might be gone into the ether. We don't know. But
it's a two-man show because the robot named Craig that records the audio is here.
Yeah, one hopes he's here doing his job. We're not entirely sure. Oh, Craig, he's camera shy.
Oh, and he's Mormon, so he's probably not drinking anything.
It's true. It's true. So yeah, on the Discord, because Skype is shutting the down, so we'll see how it goes. And Sam, you just poured your beverage. What you got over there?
I don't know if you can tell by the way that my voice sounds really bad, but I have a cold and my nose is stuffed up, so I needed something that would be a blast of flavor to punch through.
Yeah.
So I have from Blacklist Brewing Company, kind of a big deal, American Lager. It's a pickle beer.
Disgusting.
Smells like, like boogers and air? That's interesting.
Oh.
No, that doesn't taste like anything, but it's probably my fault, not theirs.
Yeah.
Well, at least
did you see
5%, so I'll be able to enjoy it.
Well, you're clobbering me. My beer, I think, is just 4%. But anyway, did you see all that crazy shit Popeyes is doing with all the pickles?
Are we talking about the fried chicken restaurant, or are we talking about the cartoon man?
I wish it was the cartoon man, but we're talking about the fried chicken restaurant.
No, I haven't seen this.
They've got, like, a whole, like, I think it's a limited time, like, pickle lovers line. They got, like, deep fried pickles and a bunch of shit with pickles.
Maybe
they got, like,
a few weeks. Maybe I'll be
I think they got a pickle lemonade or something like that.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Like, I like pickles and I like wacky stuff, but if I'm gonna get Popeyes, I want to make sure I enjoy myself, because Popeyes is really good.
Yeah.
So I'll just make sure I get some of the shit that's really good. And maybe not get the whackness.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
With Taco Bell, I'll experiment. But with Popeyes, I just want to make sure that I'm enjoying myself, because it can be so good.
That's true. Taco Bell used to be a great place to just, you know, get whatever, because everything was 99 cents. But not anymore. You see they got those $9 Lux boxes or whatever at Taco Bell? That's ridiculous.
I'm just waiting for a new fast food place to arise that doesn't just price gouge everybody all the time and everybody be like, I love this place, it's half the price of everybody else.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
They'll get bought by whoever owns Papa John's, and that company will jack the price up, and it'll just be another the same thing.
That's true.
I just got a business idea. I'll get bought out by Papa John's.
You know, I only want to get bought out by the Papa John, the guy who got kicked out for being weird and racist.
I only want 4 people at the table for this meeting. Me, Papa John, and our lawyers.
Absolutely. Well, I have from local brewing company, Big Oyster Brewing, Beach Traffic, American Lager, 4% ABV. It's probably going to be boring, right? Probably going to be boring. Looks pretty clear. No real head to speak of. Different size bubbles for what kind of head there is. Smells like... What?
I'm just so bored of your beer, I had moved on already. Do you have a favorite fried chicken fast food spot?
I mean, I think Popeye's probably the best, yeah.
Emily prefers KFC, and it's one of the main schisms in our relationship.
So, here's where I'm at on that. I think the chicken from Popeye's is miles beyond the chicken from KFC. But I prefer the KFC sides to the Popeye's sides. I will say that.
Red beans and rice, though, baby girl.
I love the mashed potatoes.
So you probably like yourself a famous bowl.
I do. We actually make that. We recreate that here. I'll tell you what.
And you'd use good mashed potatoes and good corn, good gravy.
Good gravy! Right. This beer is unremarkable, inoffensive, extremely clean. It's fine. It's fine.
We should move right along to...
Great.
Fast food burger. What are you thinking?
The Baconator. Wendy's Baconator.
But you don't eat bacon anymore.
Well, I don't eat burgers anymore either. I mean, I guess the Impossible Whopper, if you want to be like real technical about it. But when I was eating mammals, the Wendy's Baconator was absolutely at the top of my list.
I guess you didn't have Culver's.
No, didn't have Culver's.
I always forget the timeline, but you were eating burgers at that point.
Correct.
I think Culver's is probably better.
Culver's. Alright. Fair dues.
Gotta rep the spot. What about seafood?
Don't get fast food seafood. Just come on. I'll go to Long John Silver's and just get the Hush Puppies. How about that?
I went to, the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell is like
yeah.
a concept. I went to a combination A&W Long John Silver's once, and I was in line, obviously, at A&W, looking at the people in line for the Long John Silver's, like, what the fuck is the matter with you people?
Yeah. Becca loves Long John Silver's. She'd look at me right now. You love Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? And I don't get it.
Give me them Hush Puppies.
I'm with her. I've been saying that for a decade now.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just don't get fast food seafood. It's not a good call. Did I tell you? I probably told you. I got a what was it? What are those fucking lobster sandwiches called?
Lobster roll?
Lobster roll. Yeah, lobster roll from McDonald's one time. That was nuts.
Tell her I beat her.
Sam wants you to know that he figured out that it was called lobster roll before you figured it out that it was called lobster roll. He doesn't have a lot going on. He needs it. Weirdly, that didn't get picked up by your mic.
Probably has some, like, clipping functionality. I gotta turn that off.
Probably. That's pretty funny. Okay, well, article time. You did a great job killing 50 seconds with those questions, Samuel, so good job. But now we gotta get to the real time waster. What?
It's some real content later.
Oh, 2.5 minutes!
Bet.
Double your sex record.
Hey, wait a goddamn sec. Cumulative. You're talking single effort. Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Cumulative? That'd be crazy.
I have 3 kids. I don't
know. Like, I know.
It's possible.
It's possible. It's just extremely unlikely.
Unless you
something else.
And it's all IVF.
Is that his dealio? I don't even know.
I've heard rumors that he had a botched penis implant and can't, like, actually do sex. So most of his kids are IVF kids because he can't do sex. But, like, On the one hand, that's probably not true. It's just a really funny thing to say about an evil person. But on the other hand, if anyone is going to get penis surgery, it's that guy.
Yeah. Wow, this is a new supposition that I'm hearing. I'm not aware of this one, but I like it.
Penis truth, and see what comes up.
I'm a penis truther.
I'm a penis lefter.
Lefter? Hardly knew her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. All of these articles are equally bad, so let's start with, I guess, let's go with UPI.com. Belgians hunt for hidden beers in Easter event. It was recently Easter, so this is appropriate. Has a tradition, fairly recent, it's 5 years old, but a tradition where they search the grounds for 12,000 hidden bottles of Lutgard beer, including a special golden bottle, which if you find it, you win your weight in... Oh, excuse me, your weight in beer.
So, I love this idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for, like, the social aspect of it, there should be a rule that if you find a beer, you have to go back to, like, a central location, like a beer tent in the middle, and you have to drink your beer before you're...
Oh!
Like more. Because otherwise, you're going to get hoarders.
That's true. People,
like, getting fucked up and throwing up everywhere.
I like that idea. That's fun. Yeah, because there were 1,000 people and 12,000 beers, so...
Oh, wow. I guess I hadn't considered that ratio. Most people got nothing.
Yeah.
So if someone got 3 beers, they made out like a fucking bandit. So we really should handicap them by making them go back to the...
Exactly. Place. I completely agree. I like that idea.
So I think we should do the same thing, but flip the ratio a little bit. I'm thinking I'm going to get 4 racks, hide them in my backyard, and just invite Zach over.
Yeah. scrambling through your shrubbery like a ferret.
Until I fall asleep at 10 in the morning.
Right. You get hours of fun watching him just root around back there.
I think before episode 666, that's what we should do.
I've seen your backyard. 4 racks would be kind of difficult to hide.
Backyard? What are you talking about?
What?
I have a big backyard. What are you talking about?
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, like, for your neighborhood.
I guess it's relative. It's bigger than the backyard I had growing up. So I think it's a big backyard.
Yeah, I guess. I'm
square footage offhand.
I'm not trying to... I want to be clear. I'm not trying to, like, punk on you. Like, you have a very nice backyard. I just think 4 racks would fill it up pretty quick. It's not like you've got, like, a hedgerow or, like, a bunch of trees or, like, a shed back there to hide this stuff.
Couple trees?
You got a couple trees. But 4 racks... I think I'd be seeing those bad boys.
Also, I think if I hid them by certain areas of the deck, those cans would disappear because there are some things living under. And I kind of just want to see a possum figure out how to open a can and then get wasted.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Every now and then when the classic joke is the man misbehaves and he has to sleep on the couch, but it's really...
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. If Emily has a stomachache, I sleep on the couch so she can sleep better. And if I have a stomachache, I sleep on the couch so I don't bother her. Isn't that interesting? But pretty much every time that happens, I just, like, see a raccoon wander across my deck, like, dicking around on his phone. Paying me no mind.
It's a circle of life, Nasequenya. Get after it, little buddy.
Nasequenya? I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know that that's actually a word. It's just kind of what it sounds like in The Lion King.
Oh, so we're doing Hakuna Matata, but for Circle of Life.
Yeah. Sure.
What language do you think that is?
Disney's.
I think it's probably a real language.
Yeah, maybe Swahili or something. I don't know.
I was gonna guess Zulu, but Swahili is as reasonable a guess as it.
Yeah, could be.
Well, later and put it in the show notes. Except I won't probably.
All right. So back to this article that we're tenuously talking about. Do you think hiding 12,000 beers was cheaper than hiding 12,000 eggs? I mean, in this economy.
Well, usually, I guess it depends on the culture. They're plastic eggs. They're reusable, so.
I mean, in this economy.
Okay. Oh boy, I think he's stuck in a loop. What do I do?
Do you hide plastic eggs? Is that what you do?
I mean, that's what some people do.
I know. I asked what you do.
We haven't done any egg hiding yet, but I think that is what we will do.
Gotcha. No egg hiding. Okay.
We're at a point right now, developmentally, with the children, where if the Easter egg hunt were, you put one plastic egg in the middle of the floor and point to it and say, it's over there. It's right there.
It'd still be difficult.
Wander past and be like, I don't know. I don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I went and did a... some organization was holding this thing for, like, a shitload of fourth grade classrooms. And it was all about, like, hands-on activity, about, like, water and maritime culture and maritime history. So we went up and we did this little game with them. And it's crazy. Like, they all watch the person in front of them do it. They've all watched somebody do it, like, 20 times, and they still don't fucking understand how to do it. It's wild that the brain just doesn't have the pathways, you know?
It really is, but then also, they'll remember a thing I said offhand 4 weeks ago that I forgot I said.
Yeah.
I don't know why the brain prioritizes certain things. And
I know, it's weird.
Neglects others. But yeah, I think plastic eggs are the way to go. Because otherwise, like, if you do, are people doing, like, hard-boiled eggs? Because you're gonna find 11 of 12, and then if you're in my neighborhood, I'm lucky if the dog finds that last egg. Probably it's the drug-dealing raccoon that finds it.
Right.
Sells it for
coffee. Yeah. I don't know. I know the White House is using real eggs. I'll tell you that much. I saw some article about it.
You think they use free-range eggs, or you think they're afraid that because they're brown?
I'm sure they only use white eggs.
They photograph better.
Yeah, yeah. I find it harder to take pictures of darker eggs, for sure.
Sure, you can light them differently to make them show up better, but who's going to do that?
Not Ann Leibovitz, I'll tell you that.
I bet that's a really good joke. I'll have to Google that.
It is a pretty good joke. It's not great, but it's all right. It's pretty good.
But if I do some research, I'll be able to figure it out. Like the
And you'll be like, that was funny.
Cool. I look forward to doing that 4 days from now when I get around to editing.
Cool. Speaking of Easter, crazy how the Pope beefed it, huh?
Well, he'll be risen, I assume.
3 days from now.
That should be a rule. That should be... Well, no, I guess if you die on Good Friday, you should be risen. Like,
that's true. It's true.
God, we need a patch. Patch this bug.
He was like, "What? One more sermon and I'm out."
You have terminal cancer patients jumping off bridges. Good Friday. What a funny, funny idea I have.
Yes, Samuel. It would be funny to exploit God's immortality glitch.
Yeah, cool, man.
Okay. You have no feelings. No feelings about the Pope being dead.
What the fuck do I care about that guy?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like...
The whole thing that it's like, JD killed him, like that, like that's all funny, but like... A super duper old dude died of being super duper old. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. I wonder what the average reign of a pope is, because I feel like the last two weren't around that long.
Yeah, the last decade or so has really brought down the career average of the
world. Right? I feel like JP2 was around forever.
But also, it wouldn't surprise me if back in the 1500s or something, there were like six dudes.
3 months! Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say six dudes like concurrently pretending to be the same guy.
Oh, also that.
So they could say it was like a 130-year reign or something.
Right. I do think it's kind of funny that there was like all these popes and anti-popes, and we only decided like which ones are the anti-popes like relatively recently. You know, it's just kind of up in the air. Like,
history is written by the victors.
It sure is, but like, I don't know. Obviously, everything is man-made, but it's just very funny to because the office is supposed to be divinely inspired and everything. It's just like, no, we just decided which were the legitimate ones like 50 years ago or whatever.
Anti-pope. I know I don't have really a chance at pope, but you think I can get anti-pope?
I don't. No.
No? Well.
No.
It is a real shame when your friends don't believe in you, don't you think?
Sam, I think you're very talented. I think you can definitely apply yourself.
Give me 3 to 5 compliments. Build me back up.
I think you're talented. I think you're great at applying yourself. You gotta, okay, that's not a good one. You didn't like that one? Well, then that's the last one you're gonna get. I was gonna say, even if you have those wonderful qualities, I think it's too late for you to be anti-pope. You know, you had to start a while ago.
Anti-bishop, work my way up to anti-cardinal.
Exactly. It's just gonna take you too long.
I'll just do an end around and be anti-Christ.
Hey, I like that.
He's gotta outrank anti-pope, right?
I'm just looking for some antipasta. Rubbing in the tummy.
And so that's a different anti, right? That's like before as opposed to...
Yes. Before. Correct. That's my understanding.
Appetizer is antipasta.
Correct.
Lame!
Okay. Alright. Good. So, okay. So, I guess we'll go.
I got...
Do I want to hear about the headaches you got?
Yeah, I got a couple of headaches.
Okay.
So, a couple weeks ago, I got up on a Sunday and was like, you know, doing my morning thing, and was like, I can barely think. What is going on? I have to lie down, which, when you have 3 kids, makes you a real asshole. I was like, just barely parenting. And then I was like, by the end of the day, I was like, I feel fine now. I don't know what that was about. Sorry. And then a week later, the exact same thing happened again. And I figured out what it was.
Headaches.
I was looking to get a little more to the root cause.
Oh, okay.
Fucking barley. Pissed on the floor. I had to clean it up, which is not fun.
Yeah.
Both of those days, and I googled it, and it's like, if you're sitting over fresh dog urine, you're inhaling ammonia. So it could make you feel disoriented, or even give you a headache that'll put you on your ass. And I was like, oh, it was that. Goddamn barley poisoned me.
That's bizarro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so now next time there's dog piss on the floor, it's going to be a real thing. We have to go talk to Emily. Okay, so listen. Barley peed on the floor again. Do you want the, like, day ender headache? Or do you want to watch 3 kids? Because...
You got to get a gas mask.
Honestly, I should get a gas mask.
Yeah.
I mean, now that I know, if I could just do, like, the classic... Somebody farted in here, shirt over the mouth. I don't know if that would be helpful at all. Or maybe just, like, put on an N95. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the chemistry of it, but,
That's an incredible amount of ammonia, I feel like. It's wild. that, like, he's just out here being a chemical weapon.
He must be dehydrated or something. I don't know.
Get, stop feeding him soy sauce.
He's a menace. I don't know. that dude, I mean, we're talking about things that got to stop feeding him. The real answer is crayons. Fucking eating crayons. So you have to watch like a hawk with the girl's color to like make sure they all get put away. Because I'm the one who walks the dogs. I'm the one who cleans up their poop. So it's a combination of the poop is the wrong color and also there are chunks in it. It's both. You'd think it'd be like one or the other, but it's like
it makes sense to me.
Turd with like pink shards all through it.
It's hard to digest.
Some colors harder than others, seemingly.
Yeah.
Write a paper. This is how I'm gonna get my Nobel Prize in chemistry.
That's good. That's good.
Fast track right to anti-pope. Because the pope hates science so much. It makes sense.
Uh huh. Big time. Well, that's
great job. What's the next article?
I'm so surprised you huffed. Like, you gotta stop huffing that pee. I know it smells good, but get your nose out of the carpet, Samuel.
Sitting over it, cleaning it.
The huffing. Just... you know who else probably huffed a bunch of dog pee in his youth? The Hulkster. From FoxBusiness.com. We got WWE legend Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer. Launches in Walmart less than 1 year after launch. I don't know. Is that supposed to be good? Is that, like, a good thing? They're saying it like...
It's good for his bottom line, but... Why should I be impressed?
Right, I don't know. Maybe it is an impressive thing. How long does it take things to get into Walmart? I don't know. But you can buy the Hulkster's beer at Walmart in Florida, of course. Illinois, Idaho, Michigan, Missouri, New York, Ohio, and Wisconsin, baby.
Boy.
So,
do I go
bounce?
That I hate to buy a thing that I hate?
Sounds like, yeah, you do.
Do you think if you met Hulk Hogan and were just like, oh, hey, Terry, or Mr. Balea.
Yeah.
Make him mad that you used his Christian name? Or do you think
he... I don't.
Think he'd like that?
I think he'd be fine with it. As long as you didn't put any stank on it. Like, as long as you weren't like, oh, hey there, it's Wiggle Terry. You know? Like, I think he'd be fine.
No, you're right. I have to look up, like, his most embarrassing WWE defeats.
Yeah.
Remember that time you tapped out to Bret the Hitman Hart? I don't know if that actually happened, but that would make sense.
Oof.
And then nut tap.
Yeah. I think one-on-one, you could probably pull a nut tap on Hulk Hogan. I don't think he's got the reflexes or the speed anymore to stop you.
Think I could beat Hulk Hogan in a fight today?
No, disagree with that one. He's got so much reach and height on you.
And also old man strength, but I think it's an issue of speed. Like, I'm not saying that I'm like a fucking can't remember the name of any famous boxer from the modern era right now. Floyd Mayweather. He retired only like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think I could kind of mostly stand still while he lumbered towards me and then just, like, punch him in the gut and take 5 steps back and then do that over and over again. Like a boss fight, like when you cheese a boss fight in a video game.
Yeah.
That's how I would beat him. And eventually...
All right, well, I gotta call my promoters and put this thing together because that's the only way we're gonna know.
Come at me, Terry!
Yeah. I think you should get this beer. I think you should get it and bring it on the show and try it.
Only at Walmart?
I don't think it's sold only at Walmart.
Do you think it's at, like, Steve's Liquor?
I don't know. Does Steve...
I love it, because I really don't want to buy a Probably 12s or
16s. I don't think you can buy a single of real American beer. What's that going to cost? 83 cents? Nobody's going to be carrying that.
Hey, this looks like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not even... Wisconsin, a big state. It might only be in the Northwoods, which is the red state half of this state.
Maybe. I don't know. Just says it's in Wisconsin. I'm sure one of our Wisconsin correspondents will search it out at some point and have it on the show.
They all live here.
What?
If it's only in the Northwoods, like they all live here, they're not going to go up north. Drive 3 hours north to a Walmart?
I don't know. Maybe.
You drive 3 hours west to fucking Ohio.
That's true. That is true.
You and your tiny little bitch states out east.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Big time. You're sick. I've got some allergies going on. I've never really had allergies. I had allergies 1 year when I was like 11. And then the last couple days, my eyes have been itching and burning and crying. It's nutso.
Do you think it's because he is risen?
That explains the spontaneous weeping and the stigmatas that have developed, but I don't know about the rest of it.
You were probably like, I don't know where these symptoms are coming from. Afi, come on!
Yeah, I was like that.
Yep. And everyone liked it.
I did go up to see my family for the second night of Passover, and coming back was a huge pain in the ass. Like, my car couldn't go more than, like, 30 miles on an uphill, so it took me, like, 8 hours to get home.
What do you mean by that?
My car was fucked up. I had to get it fixed. I got it fixed a couple of days ago. But, like, the carburetor, the catalytic converter was clogged or whatever. And so it, like, wouldn't shift. And so, like, I had to just do, like, 8 hours on the highway with my blinkers on. It was nuts.
It's indeed nuts.
Yeah.
Do you drive manual? Or just...
No.
Automatic wouldn't shift.
The automatic wouldn't shift.
That's very strange.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was Deca with you?
No, she was not with me.
Lucky.
Yeah.
So what do you do 8 hours in a car? What's your amusement?
I was scared. I was white-knuckling it all 8 hours.
You had white-knuckle for 8 hours. You get bored of being scared.
No, that's not true. I was super scared. But I will say, Beck and I did a lot of, like, 8 or 10 hour days driving back across the country from California. So I have done a lot of long time driving, and it was mostly, we were listening to podcasts. We were casting.
You ever play the alphabet game?
Sure, play the alphabet game. Try to get all 50 states with the license plates. That's a fun one.
Fucking impossible.
Yeah, of course it's impossible, but it's fun.
You get 20 and you call yourself, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It is pretty good. I Spy is tough with two people, because you can't really be doing that as the driver.
You said that, but I'll play the hell out of the alphabet game driving, and it's probably not safe, but yeah, I'll be fine.
I mean, I guess I do too, and there's not a whole lot of difference with that, now that you pointed out.
Because it's not... like a landmark that's behind you or something.
Right. Right. Yeah. How about you? You got any others you break out?
Oh, it's always podcasts. Always. Well, if it's me, it's podcasts. If Emily's there too, we listen to music. If the children are there, then it's me. It's to Moana 2.
And it, wait, do you have a TV in that vehicle?
No, just the soundtrack.
Oh, the soundtrack to Moana as well.
I said Moana 2, the motion picture Moana 2, the soundtrack in the motion picture. I would fucking kill to switch to the first Moana. It's so much better. The music's better. So much better.
And why can't you switch it back?
Because I don't want to get yelled at.
Right, sure, but, like, aren't they, like, creatures of habit? Like, don't they just get stuck in, like, whatever rut you put them in?
Yeah, and they're stuck in the Moana 2 rut.
Okay, alright.
Pick the ruts. They get bored of something, and then we suggest stuff, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't. There have been
gotcha.
Some that I really liked, and some that I haven't. When they were really into Pete the Cat, that ruled. When they were really into the Clifford the Big Red Dog TV show, that fucking sucked! And, you know, I was watching Pokemon with them for a little while. That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are good, some of them aren't.
I gotcha.
You really get to know which Disney movies slap and which ones don't.
What's your favorite?
I mean, my favorite overall is Aladdin. It's a little too scary for them, but...
That's true.
My favorite of the ones that they'll watch is probably Encanto.
Encanto.
Good one.
But yeah, Aladdin's a good one.
The first Frozen's pretty good.
Haven't seen him. Haven't seen any of the Frozones.
You're fine.
I feel that way, yeah.
Speaking of things that are probably fine, these beer kegs.
This guy, Sam, has got a bee in his bonnet tonight. Moving from one article to the next. Townlift.com, brew heist. Police recovered 28 stolen beer kegs linked to Park City brewing theft. In Sandy, Utah, Park City Brewing, I guess, is a brewing company there. And they had a bunch of kegs jacked from them. And according to this article, the police found them in a trailer park. I find this sentence a little odd. Acting on a tip, detectives located a trailer parked in a residential neighborhood and noted it appeared suspicious. Now, what does that mean?
Maybe they just saw, like, 6 or 10 kegs through the window?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably these ones.
Maybe. Was it, like, wearing dark sunglasses and, like, a hat, even though it was really warm out?
Honestly, it's probably that there's a black person in it. Yeah. And they're like, this is Utah, sir!
Yeah. So upon further investigation, after they noticed it was suspicious, they found 28 kegs. Like, whatever, I don't really care for whatever dumbass stole 28 kegs from this place, but I also kind of think the police are just like, yeah, that looks suspicious, let's go search that, you know? And then it worked out for them.
I mean, it could just be they checked a bunch of trailers, and this is the one that had it, so this is the one that they're talking about.
Yeah. I just like that they described the trailer as being suspicious.
Well, they have to say something. I guess it smelled like weed. That's probably what they should have said.
Yeah, that's true. That one's a bitch.
It doesn't get picked up on body cam, so that's kind of a cheat code.
I know, I was just saying, that's such a bitch, because, like, how can you disprove that?
Nope.
You can't prove a negative.
I don't smell anything.
Right. It's like, well, I did. Game over. Yeah. That one's such a bitch.
I feel like people really like 40X and smell-o-vision, but we really need the smell recording rather than the smell projection for human rights.
Big time.
And as president, sorry, I'm not old enough to run for president, not for another month.
No, here it comes. Have you ever done that smell-o-vision? I feel like I wouldn't enjoy that.
There was one when I was a kid, I think it was like the Rugrats movie, maybe? And it was just, they give you a scratch and sniff sheet.
No, I'm not into that.
Projects on the screen. Scratch number 3. But I was like 8 or whatever, so I was like,
yeah. Nah, that's stupid. I don't like that. I went to I can't remember what it was. Something in Disney. It was like some Bugs Life thing, maybe. Where it was like 4D and they sprayed water on you and that was okay.
Different.
Well?
It's not the smell-o-vision.
No, I didn't say it was smell-o-vision. I said it was 4D.
Should I make it a facet of my personality that I think ants is better than a Bug's Life?
Oh, you want to choose a losing battle?
Yeah, yeah. And like, but be really staunch about it.
Yeah.
I've seen a Bug's Life like 6 times and I really liked it. And I saw ants once and I did like it, but was a kid. So, I don't know.
Ants, number one, it's worse animation. And two, what?
Woody Allen.
Yeah, Woody Allen. Yeah, two is Woody Allen. Like, why did Woody Allen direct Ants?
He probably got paid a big stack of cash and underage girls for it.
He was probably like, oh, this will be a movie that appeals to kids. That's my Woody Allen. You like that?
A little too low pitch. You gotta.
It's gonna appeal to the kids.
Honestly, kind of closer.
Okay. I felt like I was moving farther away from it, but. No, Ant sucks. Ant sucks.
What my TED Talk posits is, what if Ants was better
than... What if it doesn't?
And... I mean, no. I don't feel that way. But what if I made that a big fast of my personality? What if I was that guy that loves ants?
That'd be really odd. It'd be really odd, Samuel. What if you were a person who had only seen one Woody Allen movie and it was Ants?
A Woody Allen movie, it's so long. I wonder if I would like the ones that I liked.
I don't know.
Liked Eddie Hall a lot. Liked he makes a gun out of soap.
I don't know. I don't watch too many Woody Allen movies.
No, me neither.
Yep. All right. Well, cool. Now that we've virtue signaled about not watching Woody Allen movies.
Well, no, I brought up Woody Allen. What's a pervert director movie that you like? Just to keep it balanced. Any Roman Polanski you're into?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen any of his movies. I don't know. Antichrist was interesting. Oh, bringing it back to Antichrist, was kind of an interesting movie. I wouldn't say like I really like it. And also Lars von Trier is a total fucking weirdo. So maybe that.
Right in with a movie that you like that was directed by a pervert scoundrel.
Notorious pedophile.
I'm gonna broaden it to pervert scoundrel.
Yeah, I don't think Lars von Trier is a pedophile. Just a real nasty weirdo.
If you want to talk about how much you like Buffy, because that one that.
Oh yeah, okay. How about yeah, Firefly. Joss Whedon and his weird foot fetish.
I didn't realize that was him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Firefly a lot.
Yeah, big time.
Speaking of things that could be good, except a facet of them made you not like them so much, I had Blacklist Brewing Company kind of a big deal. I like pickle beers, but I am very sick. I'm not that sick, but I can't taste anything at all. Which makes you think, this beer fucking sucks. It doesn't taste like anything. Should I put an asterisk on the rating? Yes.
Big time.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Their fault that my children get cold. Come at me, Blacklist Brewing Company. If you want me to rate it again, I'll again say this, but you got to send me a rack of this shit.
Two. Send him 4 that he can hide in his backyard. Wow, you're giving it a 2? You're giving it a 2 while you're sick? That's brutal. Wait, what'd you just say? I can't hear a damn thing. What'd you just say?
I gave it a 2 as opposed to like a 1 because it's drinkable.
Oh, hey. I threw it in the trash instead of in the sewer.
I'd recommend this to people who like pickled beers and can breathe through their noses.
Incredible. I had Big Oyster Brewing's Beach Traffic American Lager, 4% ABV. Boring. It's 4% lager. It's inoffensive, but it's so boring. 4.8. Okay.
You thought
I mean
yours is too high, so you know, whatever.
You're in your snob era over here, Samuel, just cutting beers left and right.
You're in your slob era. And it's listen, is 20 years an era or just like
I was just about to say I've never been out of it.
Well, I haven't known you your whole life, so I don't want to speak to 7.
That's true. There was probably a good 5 years where my parents had me, you know, without crumbs in my eyes or whatever. That's where they go, right?
Weird specific.
Okay. Know what you're drinking next week?
Nope.
Cool. Well, listener, if you want to tell us which cardinal you think should be the next anti-pope, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com, and you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that keep you down. See you next episode. Goodbye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Cool.
Think this, you think this worked?
I have absolutely no idea. I guess we'll see.